producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got a lot more on homeoprophylaxis. We got a homeopath, Kate Birch. We're going to talk about some options in learning and healing and preventing in ways that the governmental authorities do not want you to know. But that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right now, we've got an event coming up, and unfortunately, I won't be able to attend. I'm bummed out about it, but I'm thrilled that it's happening. October 23rd and 24th in Atlanta. We got a rally outside the CDC and a big vaccine education event in Grant Park. And in spearheading this, really inspiring to me, she's doing amazing work, Saba Abor, and she's with me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome.
Hi, Robert. Glad to be on.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're doing this. I just got to ask a little bit of your backstory for people that don't know who you are. We've got it linked up in the show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com. But how did you come about being a passionate activist on a very important subject related to the hashtag CDC whistleblower story?
Yeah, it's actually, it goes back to kind of, I used to work at a chiropractic office. I was 18, I was working there, and I had a friend who's a nurse who actually took me, Robin Stetzel, and she actually took me, Robert, to the Autism One conference. Mm-hmm. And like, I had no idea like really anything about vaccines or autism or anything like that, and that the amount of, and you were there, and I met you there as well, and then just the amount of people that I met, their parents who were just devastated and were just telling me their stories of their children who were vaccine injured, really just pulled on my heartstrings, and I was like, what the heck is going on? How come nothing is being talked about this? So, you know, for the past, like, 4 years, that's just been my biggest passion, is just trying to figure out, like, what the heck's going on, doing tons of research, vaccine education events everywhere. And last year, when the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, came out and admitted that there was scientific misconduct that happened, that was just like a big, oh my gosh, like, it was just kind of like confirmed that everything that we have been talking about for so long is that we aren't crazy, that this is real, and that fraud actually happens at the CDC, and there's cover-ups that are occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just heartbreaking because children are being affected by this who have, you know, they have nothing to do with this, and they're being affected by this.
Right. Well, now you sound, I mean, your voice is just very young and youthful. Do you have kids yet?
No, not yet.
Listen, I love that you're thinking ahead here. It's not your, I don't want people to wait for the tragedy, in other words. And, you know, I have many friends within the millennial community. We have Op-Ed, my assistant producer, and, you know, he's a bright light. And a lot of folks that are seeing through this, but a lot in your generation, Saba, have been injured by vaccines already and don't have that ability to communicate like you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's cool, though, seeing the millennial crowd is, just a lot of people that I've gone to school with, just people just in general that I'm either Facebook friends with, are really, really becoming involved with educating themselves on vaccines. And mm-hmm. So many of my friends have decided not to vaccinate their kids. And it's really cool just seeing that is just the millennial crowd, you know, they've been vaccine injured and they understand what's going on. So it sucks because if they had to go through that to understand that, but
yeah.
It's also like a silver lining and kind of like a, evil way.
Sure. Yeah. Listen, I suffered a lot in my young life. I was, you know, the Generation X, we're called. And yeah. Because of that, you know, I look back and I'm not upset that it happened because it made me who I am. So it's not that we take away what has happened, even the tragic things, because they shape us and mold us. And hopefully we do something good with it. And you are definitely doing something wonderful with it. Again, Atlanta, it's coming up October 23rd and the 24th. We need to talk about these events, how people can participate, how they can support it. This is not a corporate sponsored event. This is being, you know, individuals who care about this or you're sending money your way to help out. But of course, you can be there and participate as well. So tell us about the event on the 23rd first.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. So it's spearheaded with by Marcella Piper, Michelle Ford, Curtis Duncan, and I. And we're on behalf of the Vaccine Injury Awareness League. And on October 23rd, we're going to be meeting at the CDC. So it's going to be actually they have a small flyer. I know you went to you're familiar with the Atlanta area.
Yes.
So familiar with, there's not a lot of room there to actually.
Yeah, on Clifton Road, it's kind of a narrow way there on Emory's campus. And that's, I spent, unfortunately, a lot of time there. I mean, I got some good stuff done there, but when you realize what's behind all of this, you got to go, oh man, it's an ugly backside. But the CDC, which I affectionately call the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, again, we're going here and uncovering the cover-up, hashtag CDC whistleblower. So there's actually a rally outside of the CDC. So where is it going to actually be physically held?
So it's going to be on the public sidewalks outside of the CDC headquarters right off of 1600 Clifton Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be from 7 a.m. to about 2 p.m. local time. And the reason it's going to go until 2 p.m. People can stay longer than that. They're not required to have to leave or anything like that. We will have police security there as well. And then after that night, we also have a fundraising dinner that night as well. Well, Barbara Lowe Fisher is going to be there. Alan Phillips is also going to be there. Marcella Piper. And a lot of the stars, quote unquote, for the CDC rally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also, if anyone has needs any more information, they can go to cdctruth.org to get that information.
Yeah, we have that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, cdctruth.org. Check it out. Now, Brian Hooker is going to be with us at the United States Health Freedom Congress, and he's been instrumental in getting the word out, too. Is he coming to Atlanta for this one?
Yeah, he'll be there on October 24th.
Okay.
On October 24th is going to be our education rally. And that'll also be a concert as well. So that's going to be at Grant Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be from, we're looking at about 12 to about 6-ish or so. We're going to be releasing the details on that once we get approval from the state or from the city.
Okay.
And that one, we have Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center. Robert Kennedy Jr. is also going to be speaking. Dr. Tony Bark will be speaking. Dr. Brian Hooker. As well, and this is all about the allegations that Dr. William Thompson came forward with mm-hmm. about the falsified safety data, and the public was never made aware of. And Congressman William Posey also, I know Robert Scapa, you are familiar with Posey's his hearings in Congress to investigate the claims, and no investigation has begun. So this is pretty much. Just parents demanding that he become subpoenaed, that we get answers, that somebody is held accountable for this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the beginning of, you know, completely transforming the medical paradigm.
Beautiful. It's so long overdue, and it takes the energy of youth, which you have, to help drive this thing forward as those who have wisened up in their wisened years to acknowledge this and speak out about it as well, including Kennedy, of course, and Barbara Lowe Fisher's been at it for a long, long time, and the others that are going to participate there. Absolutely incredible. I'm so sorry that I won't be able to attend in my physical form, but I will be there in spirit because I've got events happening still in Minneapolis, St. Paul that weekend. As far as other events around Atlanta, I understand on that Friday evening, after the rally outside the CDC, there's also something at Life University. Was that the dinner fundraiser, or is that a separate event?
That's a separate event. So I'll be speaking. I was actually invited by some students at Life University to come speak to their students about just vaccines. So I have a two-year PowerPoint, kind of what I talked about earlier, was just kind of my vaccine research and just taking every vaccine ingredient and just breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
and showing like from different studies. So none of it's like actually my research. It's just research that I've been able to dissect and just understand and being able to present that.
Yep.
So we're going to be talking about that. And it's going to be about an hour and a half to about 2 hour presentation at Life University. If anyone has questions, they can contact me with that. But it's going to be an incredible event. And Life University, a lot of the students that are helping us are just going to be showing up there. And they've just been instrumental in helping us get the word out. So it's been really exciting. The Weston A. Price Foundation has also been supporting us. So it's been cool. A lot of people support us, and they know that it's cool because this isn't like corporation run or any large company or organization run. It's been cool because a lot of people, they know us and they trust us. So.
Right. Now, there has been some outreach to the Nation of Islam. We had Farrakhan acknowledging this and meeting with Kennedy and Brother Tony,
Muhammad.
Muhammad, right. Also, is there going to be a combined rally? Will any of them from Nation of Islam be there to participate?
Minister Tony Muhammad will be.
Okay.
He will definitely be there. Minister Farrakhan and Minister Tony will be speaking about this at the Million Man March this weekend as well.
Wow, that's going out to a lot of folks that need to hear this message.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited about that. We have some promotional videos going on as well that they're going to be working on this weekend for this, for our rally.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really, really excited. Michelle's out there right now. She's headed to D.C. to go work on that with them. And there's going to be a lot of surprise appearances as well at our rally, so we're really excited about that. So we're just encouraging everyone to come out. Get involved, donate if they can't come out there, but most importantly, just to spread the word about the rally.
CDCtruth.org, CDCtruth.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is an event if you're anywhere near Atlanta. If you have to bike and hike and hitchhike and drive, whatever you got to do to get there,
right.
This is a good one. This is taking it right to the footsteps or the doorsteps, if I can say it, of the place where they're suppressing and covering up so much of the reality of the danger of vaccination. And we'll see if, there's a lot of media. CNN is there. We'll see what kind of media coverage happens from what we call the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media. But, we're covering it even if we're not there.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's also a lot of places that people need to stay. And we have a lot of people that are opening up their homes. So if anyone has any questions about that, they can reach out as well. I'll be crashing on some students' couches there. So there's a lot of people that are driving down there as well. So that are renting out buses to drive down there. So
beautiful.
They can get all that information on our Facebook group page, CDC Rally for Truth and Transparency.
Okay, Saba Abur, I so much appreciate what you're doing. And if you have time for an extra meal down there, check out R. Thomas for organic food 24/7.
I will. Thanks for the heads up.
All right, back after this with a surprise guest to answer today's question of the day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's time for the question of the day. And, you know, it's a short segment, and so occasionally I get to have a guest answerer of the day. And the surprise guest answerer of the day, a healing revolutionary in her own right, is Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. She's also the author of The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. And her links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, natureofhealing.org. Check it out. And Roseanne, so we had an interesting question of the day coming through Facebook that you saw and responded so well. I said, I don't need to do a thing.
Well, she did preface it by saying it's quite a loaded question. And, you know, when it comes to natural healing, there is no one-size-fits-all answer. So I basically gave her, in general, something to consider for whole healing, a whole health healing, kind of a five-step thought process.
And well, let me read her loaded question. She says, okay. Do you know of anything that can remove sarcoidosis granules from bone marrow? And that's coming from Stephanie. Of course, she knows that's a loaded question because there's a lot of things involved there. And you right away went to a comprehensive response. As you say, it's not the only way, but I think it was so insightful, I figured let's let everybody know.
Well, sure. I mean, she's talking about inflammation that has basically progressed into granules and has accumulated in an organ of the body, in her case, the bones. And that process took a long time to get there. It didn't happen overnight. And so to move toward health and healing, you have to move backwards from that process. And so detoxification is the first thing that people should think about in any chronic health situation, chronic disease situation, and that goes to the liver, the kidneys, the lymph, gallbladder, all of the organs that need to be cleansed. Also number two in this five-step process, I would say, is alkalinize the body. You know, disease doesn't get there in an alkaline body. It indicates an acidic condition. And so we're talking about pH and changing the pH, talking about more OH, which holds energy and which is important to reverse that process.
Well, it's a little controversial, the whole idea of alkaline body, because we know that different body fluids have different pH levels, but in general, we see certain foods have, let's say, metabolic waste profile that acidifies certain things that can corrupt and rob the body of minerals and things like that, make it more of a host for disease processes.
Yeah, and hydrogen is so important. You talk about hydrogen with water and mm-hmm. how it holds energy, and we need to actually play around with that molecule and add it and bring more hydrogen, more oxygen to the body. Boosting immunity is also really important along with detoxification. You're going to have to boost the natural immunity, so you're talking about, you know, increasing antioxidants in her case and anti-inflammatories. You talk about carnivore a lot and glutathione, and those are two great supplements that she could add and see how that works for her.
Cool. By the way, did you hear that World War II veteran on carnivora this week? Oh, my gosh. It was
yes.
So cool. I was blown away by that guy. Anyway, number four on your list.
Oxygenation. Again, that goes to water. It goes to other therapies that can help oxygenate the body, because she's in a low oxygen state in her condition. And the other thing, the final step is bioenergizing the body. And that can be done through prayer, through sound, through color. Music is a great way to open up to, you know, frequencies, mm-hmm. frequency technologies that open energy flows and create an ability for the body to heal itself, to eliminate blocks. So, you know, in the beginning was the word, and the word was sound. Mm-hmm. So we can go back to the beauty of sound, and sound turns matter and energy into form. And in that sense, even thoughts are silent sounds that have frequency. And so what we think and what we believe as frequencies can transform the body into, you know, a healing state.
She's going deep, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, all the time. If you want to take, let's say, part in a healing like that, Roseanne is available for consultations. If you go to natureofhealing.org, is that the best way to kind of plug in and get help?
Absolutely.
And you also mentioned proteolytic enzymes like serrapeptase, also breaking down some things that aren't broken down, which is also a great insight.
Yeah, that can dissolve clots. It can help, you know, with digestion, and it can help cardiovascularly. It can help with pain. So that's it. Proteolytic enzymes are important.
Well, awesome answers of the day, Roseanne. Thank you so much, Dr. Roseanne Lindsay. Next, more homeoprophylaxis from Dallas last week. Kate Birch joins us, and we'll continue the healing. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we had a wonderful time at the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar in Dallas, Texas, and now we've got time to interview some extra special bonus time on Homeoprophylaxis. We've got Kate Birch with us. She's from FreeAndHealthyChildren.com, Free and Healthy Children International. Kate, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to connect. And what about that weekend? Was it incredible?
It was amazing. Just to see all those people doing amazing work around the world.
Yes. Yeah. So, Kate, I have to ask you, I mean, you're here at this conference. Obviously, you're driven
by a love of healing, perhaps helping kids to be safe without being harmed, and specifically homeoprophylaxis and homeopathic medicine. Can you give us a little backstory?
Yep. So I had an opportunity to meet Isaac Golden in Cuba in 2008. I'm a homeopath and have been since 1994. And I was witnessing more and more children suffering from vaccine damage since the early 90s, my children, or my son included. And when I saw the homeoprophylaxis program, I said, this is what needs to come to America. And so I brought it back here and established or copied his protocols and met with Scylla, who organized a conference here. We wrote a book together. And
what's the name of the book you wrote?
The book is The Solution, Homeoprophylaxis, the Vaccine Alternative.
Nice. And so that book is available on Amazon as well?
On Amazon, yeah.
Okay, great.
The first book I had written, which is actually what got me to Cuba, was my first book is Vaccine-Free, Prevention and Treatment of Infectious Disease with Homeopathy. And this was, it's all of the literature throughout time in homeopathy of where homeopathy treats chickenpox, mumps, measles, whooping cough. And so that was sort of the avenue I had taken.
Right.
That we can do this with homeopathy. We don't need vaccines. And then when I found homeoprophylaxis and compared to, I saw the rate of children declining from vaccine damage and the rate of them not coming to homeopathy, I said, this interim, this HP needs to be there for those parents who are wanting something different. And
that follows what I found, too, that one, the parents that I counseled realized how dangerous vaccines were. And the fact that they didn't work. What do I do now,
right?
I have to do something. Now, I'm of the perspective that it's not necessary to do something, but there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I would rather have them do homeoprophylaxis than, obviously, vaccines, or whether it's nothing or not depends on a lot of factors. But there's no downside to using homeopathic medicine in this way.
No. And actually, one of the key things of Golden's presentation in Cuba that really got me was not only were the children not contracting disease, but their overall health profile was certainly better than vaccinated kids, because we know their health profiles are damaged, but it was better than constitutional homeopathic care, which got me thinking and wondering, how is it that going through a series of exposure to disease agents in a dose that's attenuated to the homeopathic potency, how can that actually make people's immune systems healthier?
Sure.
And when I realized the strength of it, because we all know in the alternative community that if your kids get sick and recover from the sickness, they are actually stronger.
Right.
And so I saw this, we're doing this serial exposure to this infective process, and that little febrile response that's initiated, a little discharge, a little bit of suffering that's, because the dose is so small, it's actually tempering their immune system and making them stronger across the board, so they're not getting sick on many other levels.
Without an all-out toxicological assault.
Well, that too.
Yeah. But I mean, think about that. It seems so, I guess, simple when you come down to it. But again, we have been beaten up over generations in the West with allopathic concepts that we have to almost destroy you in order to save you.
That's the thing of it is at the root of the vaccine theory is the same root of homeoprophylaxis. Means if you're exposed to an infectious agent and your immune system processes it, you gain immunity. So how do we attenuate that to get that desired response? So Louis Pasteur started attenuating in rabbits for the rabies. And that methodology is the same exact methodology that's used today in vaccination, but moreover than attenuating in a foreign species blood, then they've added all these extra things, and the contraption that we have now is so far removed from that original, how do we educate the immune system? And
you think about Jenner, right? Taking pus from the infected and cutting open the arms of children and adults, and they were having sepsis, they were losing their arms, they were dying. And so the vaccinators, this is the part of history we in the West don't learn unless we dig for it. It created an anti-vaccination movement centuries ago, if you will. I mean, they saw how brutal this was, and they said, get out of here. And
actually, before that, though, virilation is an old historical practice that the Chinese and the Egyptians were even using 2,000 years ago, particularly for smallpox. And if it's in a small enough dose, it actually works. But it's about the dose.
But the law of the minimal dose, of course, we know in homeopathy that's been abandoned by much of Western mindset and thought. So the Free and Healthy Children website you have, Free and Healthy Children International, tell me, what is that all about? Why would people want to come there and learn and do things?
So when I came back from Cuba, I said, okay, how do I spread this word in North America? And I started training a few homeopaths, and originally the idea is a little bit foreign for homeopaths, even though homeoprophylaxis is well entrenched in homeopathic history. And then because they weren't really listening to me, I started talking to parents and lecturing with parents and getting their interest, and then they started talking to homeopaths, and then slowly it's grown. So Free and Healthy Children International, now it's a 501c3 charitable organization, and we oversee research in homeoprophylaxis. We have 636 children already enrolled or at the close of 2014. So this year there's probably another 100 or so children that are enrolled in our program.
Okay.
And on the website, you can find out all about the program, but you also will find supervisors, the HP supervisors. So we recommend that a family engage with a practitioner, you sign up for the program, and then if there's any questions that come along, you've given a dose, you're not sure what's happening with your child, then that supervisor is the person that is your point of contact.
Beautiful. Now, it says international, but is it really? I mean, is it just in Minnesota? Because that's where you are.
No, it's international. I, since writing my book, I have traveled around the world. I've taught all over in India and Turkey and Bosnia and Serbia and Europe. And
all right, I have to ask you a non-homeopathic question.
Okay.
Where was your favorite food? All of those places sound really cool.
Turkey so far.
Turkey, okay. All right, sorry, I had to ask. But that, you make me hungry now. I'm sorry I went there. But no, this the homeopathic, let's say the embracing of it.
Yep.
In the West here in America, it was almost lost to our history.
There's, you homeopathy. Know, it,
yeah, homeopathy correctly. Specifically. Around the world, other places, it didn't become abandoned the way it was here.
Not the same way.
Yeah. Right. Did you find, so maybe it was easier to find homeopaths in these other countries?
Well, it just depends on where you go. I'm also was the vice president of the North American Society of Homeopaths, and now I'm the liaison to the International Council for Homeopathy, so I'm fully engaged in what's happening legally with homeopathy around the world.
Yeah.
You know, each country has their own paralysis
and
legal things that they're climbing through.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I always like hearing these experiences.
We also have, we have Canadian supervisors. So we are both North America, U.S. and Canada.
Nice, excellent. So if someone were, you know, we have a lot of listeners all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk homeopathy only sometimes because I got an audience into everything.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about this. This weekend we're opening this up again.
Yeah.
Might this be even for the ultimate novice that just learned about homeopathy to reach out to you at freeandhealthychildren.com? Would they be welcome to?
Learning about homeoprophylaxis.
Yeah.
So our focus is really training practitioners and how to apply the program. And part of our training program is also teaching those practitioners on how to talk publicly. So
you're trying to reach the people who already have some semblance of knowledge and working with it to then reach out. So that seems to be a good effort in that regard. But if someone were a lay person, not a homeopath, and they say, I want to find a trainer or a teacher or something.
Yep. They just go to the website and actually look at the state that they are. We have some international supervisors also, and they just find and just start talking with them.
Okay. How do you find the difference between, of course, in America, the United States regulated as an OTC drug or a prescription legend drug, depending on the indications, access of Nozodes, for instance, for homeoprophylaxis here versus other countries?
Yep. So within United States, Nozodes are classed as a legend drug. You need a medical prescription, and part of the construct of our organization is that all of our practitioners are covered under a medical prescription for the Nozodes.
Okay.
In some countries, Nozodes are illegal, like France. In many other countries, the importation of Nozodes, the EU has some pretty strict regulations on passage of Nozodes. I know in Canada, they've got licensure of Nozodes. The Health Canada has them licensed, but clearly with the labeling that it's not an alternative
to vaccination. All right. Well, that's good information. What about a country like Turkey? Easy access to Nozodes?
No access to any homeopathic remedies. People smuggle them in the country.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's, you know, survival mechanisms at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Kate, you're doing some terrific work in getting this out. And, you know, what's amazing to me is what you just said. You have to work through often medically licensed professionals. And
yeah.
very few percentage-wise of them are doing homeopathy at all. So you're really kind of digging deep to find
yeah.
these folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and our organization, we have mostly homeopaths, which homeopathy falls in this area of you're either in a health freedom state.
Right.
Or you're practicing as a consultation service. We don't actually provide medical diagnosis
sure.
or, yeah,
right.
like that.
But so if anybody's licensed, sometimes naturopaths in certain states as well, they can reach out, maybe learn.
Yeah, they would have access to our training. Yep, exactly.
Oh, fantastic. Now, in terms of the books, we mentioned The Solution. That,
yeah.
that was your first one?
With second book.
Second one book? Okay.
Yeah.
Are all of those in a series kind of set up to do this, or you wrote those before you realized you were going to set this up?
With The Vaccine Free, I wrote that because I really saw, it was published in 2007, I started 2005, and I was just seeing more and more vaccine-damaged children,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that it wasn't enough to tell my patients to just trust in homeopathy,
mm-hmm.
that, and even within homeopathy, we are all trained in infectious disease, there wasn't a go-to place for everything that homeopathy can do for infectious
right,
disease.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of where it started. And then Scylla and I, we knew each other in Minnesota, and she came on as a supervisor, and she
Excellent.
Said, we need to write this book.
Nice.
And The Solution, whereas Vaccine Free is geared for the practitioner,
mm-hmm.
it's written in everyday lay language, so the mom can pick it up and read it.
Yeah.
But The Solution really just isolates the topic of homeoprophylaxis.
Well, Kate, we're out of time here,
okay.
but, man, thank
Great.
You so much for what you're doing. I'm
yeah.
glad we got the word out. Everybody link up, check out freeandhealthychildren.com, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Okay, thanks.
All right, back after this.
Yep.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, special thanks to Kate Birch for joining me from Dallas last week, as well as, of course, the surprise guest, Dr. Roseanne Lindsay, answering the question of the day on sarcoidosis. And we also have Saba Abur. Check it out. All the links are up. Thanks to our millennial, wonderful assistant producer, Op-Ed. Is he back with us this segment, Super Don?
Are you here, Ed?
I sure am.
Oh, man, don't tell your wife. I know he's sneaking away right now. But it's a short 5 minutes, and we're almost done here. Also, thanks to Dr. Frank King. Check out all the links in the show notes. And say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Sign up for free. The Truth About Cancer and the other ongoing events we've got coming up. Check out the show notes. Send your friends to those show notes and help everybody bring that power to heal back to them as well. So, Ed, Super Don, what are we going to do here to wrap up? We've got an interesting story about vegetarians they're not going to like.
Well, at least 37% of them may not like.
And why is that, pray tell?
Well, apparently somebody was compelled to do a survey and found that 1 in 3 vegetarians admit to eating meat when drunk.
What? Just in time for the weekend, you vegetarians that still drink alcohol, look out. You might be eating meat while you're a little bit schnockered.
I tell you what, I have heard some pretty crazy stories that people will tell about things that they do when they're drunk, but I've never heard anyone talk about, oh, my God, you know what, I had just 1 too many the other night, and you won't believe what I did. I ate meat.
Oh, man, if you're hanging out with other vegetarians, you better be sure that they drink as much as you so they don't remember and then shame you for doing so, right? We talk about shaming you for doing drugs. They'll shame you if you eat meat. That's, you know, the militant vegans are rough.
They are. It's the ideology, right? Well, some of it. This is an example, I guess, of the ideological vegans getting tricked in their drunkenness, you know?
Interesting. Well, it might mean that they have a secret desire to eat meat they don't want to admit to, and when they're drunk, they loosen up.
It's interesting. I don't really know, you know, I mean, here and there, I've met somebody who's like, oh, I'm a vegan and stuff. But are these people, like, really dogmatic about it?
Some. I mean, I know, Super Don, you occasionally are caught eating vegetables, much to the chagrin of meat eaters.
Oh, whatever. I like vegetables.
But it's bacon in my veins.
Dude, you're in Texas. You can't eat vegetables. They don't eat veggies there. I know. I'm going to get now hate mail from the raw vegans. I'm going to get hate mail from the meat eaters. So.
Look, I like meat. I like food. Yeah. I mean, you know, in general.
Food guy. What about the oldest woman in the world? There's a story about her. What's the story there?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday. The oldest woman in the world says that one of the things she does on a daily basis and could be attributed to her long life, she eats bacon every day.
Where is she from? Where does she live? Does anybody know? Is she in India? Where is she?
That's a good question. 100
something. I thought it was like
Venezuela. Or, I mean, it was another country. But
well, I think it's important to mention that because if you're eating the pork in America, you are not going to be living to 100-something. And again, we can get to the religious issues of kosher, kashrut laws, et cetera, on clean and unclean, but I'm just referencing this because it's a story. A woman lived to 100-something, and she's still alive, and she eats bacon every day. Obviously, to me anyway, it has to be from another country where they don't inject the bacon with antibiotics and nitrates, et cetera, on the way to market or even prior to market.
What? Unfortunately, I just have to kind of blow a hole in your...
Go ahead.
Theory there. It looks like she's in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh man, I'm so busted. Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that theory. All right. So
maybe not.
What?
Maybe 30 116
year old Susanna Mouchot Jones says she would eat bacon all day long.
She would.
They had her say.
Well, she would, but she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
She would. She wants to. All right. Well, it's a little different. And Ed, to your point, op-ed, in her early years, the bacon wasn't the same that it is today in terms of how they treat it and corrupt it. But also, this goes to the heart of the uniqueness of each individual, that not everybody is made the same, even though we all need basically the same, you know, from the standpoint of protein, fat, carbohydrates, etc. We're all biochemically unique. This is, you know, the gift of Dr. Nick Gonzalez, God rest his soul. That he was individualizing the diet for each of his patients because not everybody could be a meat eater, not everybody could be a vegetarian. And the dogmatists on both sides of the equation can't seem to conceive of that, and that's where we got to acknowledge it. So there we go. You busted on me. Way to go, Super Don.
All right. I'm hungry for some bacon now.
And I don't mind. I'm going to get some sofritas. What are you getting off, Ed?
Well, actually, I think I'm going to bust out some jam.
Bust the move.
Preserves, you know.
Oh, some preserves. All right.
Jam.
Yeah, all right. Well, funk it up because the weekend is here, my friends. We've got more healing to do, but it'll have to wait until we kick back together on the first day of the week. All right. Thanks to everybody for joining us. Go ahead. Check out the link. Spread the word. Please send an email out to your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll be back with more powerful healing in a couple of days because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.